Good morning, everyone. My name is Shen Youling, and I'm working with Dr. Shinsuke Akehara. And I'm a graduate student from Gulf Coast Research Education Center in University of Florida. And today I'm going to talk about the phenology and the yield of three Florican fruiting blackberry cultivar treated with foliar spray of gibberellin acid. And the scientific name of blackberry is Lubus subgenus Lubus, which means there is not only a single plant species in blackberry. And blackberry has been a notorious weed widely spreading in southeastern United States, but because of the effort of breeding programs for improving flavor, increasing fruit size, it became a popular small fruit in current market. And blackberry have perennial root system with biennial cane system. And based on the age of canes, typically there are two types of canes in a blackberry plant. The first one is primal cane, means the current season canes, and emerge from crown and crown bulbs. And after the dormancy, the primal cane will become the Florican, and only the Floricans are able to flower. And although the production area of blackberry in the United States decreased from 2012 to 2016, but the production value increased gradually from 2012 to 2016 and reaching $50 million in 2016. However, the national production of blackberry could not satisfy the consumer demands. So in the U.S., we import a lot of blackberry from Mexico, valued $286 million in 2017. And typically, the blackberry require 300 to 900 chilling hours below 7 degrees Celsius in order to release from the dormancy. And once the chilling requirement was satisfied, the dormant bulbs will leaf out and we can have the flower. However, if the chilling requirement was not satisfied, we will have poor bulb break, erratic bulb break, and we will get less flowers and result in low yield. On average, the chill hours in Tampa in Central Florida is about 241 hours. And in this season, we got a good amount of chilling hour. It's about 254 hours. However, in the last season, in season 2016 to 2017, we only got 76 hours of chill. Because the chill hour is unstable in Florida, so growers in Florida will apply some chemical to induce the bulb break. And the most used one is hydrogen cyanamide. Growers in Florida use hydrogen cyanamide to induce bulb break in blueberry and peaches. However, the hydrogen cyanamide is really toxic, which is not good for growers or our environment. So we have to figure out a new substitute. Gibberellin acid can be used to increase berry size in grape and improve the blueberry fruit set. And some gibberellin acid product has registered for organic production. Previous research has shown that GA is effective in induced bulb break in apple, peaches, and pistachio, but GA is not effective to induce the bulb break in grape and persimmon. And there has been a study explore the potential of GA3 application with TDZ to induce the bulb break in blackberry in Mexico. So we hypothesize that the foliar spray of the GA3 will compensate for insufficient chilling hour, like in subtropical climate, so we can promote the early bulb break and get an early harvest. My objectives of this study is we want to overcome the blackberry bulb dormancy by foliar spray of GA, And we also want to determine the optimum timing and the concentration of the gibberellin acid application in order to improve the barberry fruit set and yield of blackberry in subtropical climate. So we use three Florican fluting type blackberry, Natchez, Navajo, and Wachita. And we apply GA at 49 grams per hectare. In the first season, we apply the GA in late December, during which 3 hours of chill were accumulated. But in the second season, we postpone our timing of application to late January, during which 63 hours of chills were accumulated. And why we use these three types of blackberry? Because they have totally different chilling requirement. For Natchez, they have lowest chilling requirement. For Navajo, they had highest chilling requirement, about 800 hours. The experimental design will be split plot design with 4 reps. The main plot effect were 3 cultivars, and the sub plot effect were 2 GA application rate. And in each sub plot, we have 6 plants. And we recorded the date of bud break, bloom, and harvest. We also measure the percentage of bud break weekly. And for horticultural aspects, we recorded the fruit set based on the number of blackberries we get per plant. And we also analyze the berry quality, including fresh weight, the length, the width of blackberry, and the sugar content of the blackberry. We use SARS to analyze all our data and test 2 assumptions of ANOVA before running the ANOVA. And multiple comparison was done by 2 key Kramer tests in mixed residue. This slide shows the phenology of the control. The first line means the untreated plant, and the second line means the phenology of GA treated plant. For Natchez, gibberellin acid could induce the early bud break. BB means bud break. They can advance the gibberellin acid, advance the bud break about 11 days in Natchez, 25 days in Navajo, and advance the date of bud break about 1 month in Wachita. For the date of harvest, gibberellin acid did not affect the harvest date of Natchez, but advance the date of harvest in Navajo and Wachita. For the fruit set, in the first season, in the left figure, the gibberellin acid could increase the fruit set in Natchez and Wachita, but slightly decrease the fruit set in Navajo. But in the second season, the gibberellin acid could increase the fruit set in all cultivar. For example, we apply the gibberellin acid on Wachita, and we can get 60% more fruit set in Wachita. But there is no the gibberellin acid did not affect the fruit weight significantly, no matter in first season or the second season. For the yield data, in the first season, Natchez had highest yield no matter we apply GA or not among our tested cultivars. And GA3 also increased the yield in Natchez and Wachita. But in the second season, GA increased the yield of Navajo and Wachita, although they were not statistically different. Figure 4 shows the linear correlation between yield and berry weight, and we didn't see any correlation between yield and berry weight in the first season and the second season, except for the Wachita. The R-square is about 0.61. And figure 5 shows the linear correlation between yield and fruit set. And the yield correlates highly with the full set in both seasons. The R square is about 0.9 to 0.95. In the first season, the sugar content was not affected by cultivar or by our GA treatment. But in the second season, the sugar content was predominantly affected by the cultivars, in which Natchez had lowest bricks, and the Navajo and Wajida had highest bricks. But our GA treatment did not affect the sugar content across our three sampling date. So we recommend we should apply the GA3 when chill hour will maximize in subtropical climate, so we can induce the early bud break and fruit earliness, and the yield increase of because of the GA treatment might result from a higher fruit set, and there is no negative impact on fruit size or and total soluble solid when we apply the GA3. And in the future, I will increase the application rate of GA3 in order to get more bud break. But we have to keep in mind if the increased application rate will result in a competition of nutrient or result in an overcropping issue. And I think we could also try the primal cane fruiting type blackberry in the future trial. I want to thank my committee member, Dr. Deng, Dr. Lee, Dr. Williamson, and Dr. Mullins in University of Florida, and thanks the funding from the FDACS. And I would like to thank all the technical assistants in our lab. And thank you so much. I'm glad to take any questions.
How did you come up with 49 grams per acre as a rate?
Yeah, this is a label rate on the GA product for the blueberry production. Yeah.
My question was, how expensive is it to treat an acre with the Army approved GA?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. The question is, how expensive is the GA application? I'm sorry, I did not estimate how expensive it is. Yeah, sorry.
I work for Valence. We sell a brand of GA3. Growers pay $1 per gram or less. So relatively inexpensive, do you agree with me?
Okay, thank you. Oh, okay. So the product of GA we use is about $1 per gram. Yep.
In Tampa, where the chilling, in normal years, the chilling hours are few, do the blackberries naturally foliate, or do you have to chemically or manually foliate before you apply?
Yeah, the question is, should we defoliate manually in Tampa region? The natural chilling in Tampa region could induce the defoliation, but maybe 30% of defoliation, but we didn't manually defoliate our blackberry. Yep. And in the Central Florida, we produce Natchez a lot. And Natchez had the lowest chilling requirement, so the commercial production of Natchez is popular in Central Florida. Yeah.
Last question.
For non-GA treated plant, we just apply the water. And we don't.
Marketable yield of fruit that you can market, do you have some way to determine the yield of non-GA versus GA3 fruit?
Can he answer that later?
Yeah,
can
I
he talk
can.
Because we're over time,
yeah.
And our next speaker is David Braila.
Yeah.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
You're a wonderful job.